Brief encounter. Alone on a beach with the sun behind me, bent double looking for shells, I saw the shadow of a dog at my side and felt a soft touch on the back of my hand. She was the routine African stray, beige-brown and watchful, young, and I'd have said not long since whelped. "Hello, girl, who are you?" The question passed between us. She smiled. Yes, dogs do smile, and winked her eyes in the bright sunshine. We walked together, she close at my heels, stopping when I stopped, waiting quietly when I stooped for a shell. We sat on the sand and watched the waves, glancing shyly sideways at one another, afraid to love too much. I must not feed her nor make a fuss. That wouldn't be fair. She would give her heart in an instant, only for me to break it. We sat in silence, a little apart, she modest, touching and anxious, both of us careful not to intrude. "Right, it's time," I said briskly, standing up, flicking my hands, shaking off the sand. "You must go home now. There's a good girl. Go home." To my surprise, she turned away at once and headed up the beach, making for the bush path. For someone who longed to belong, this was perhaps one of many similar encounters. She too well knew the moment for signing off. "Thank you for coming," I called. "Thank you so much. I do love you." But she didn't turn round. "Godspeed, please God," I said. And I walked back along the beach, guilty, bereft, missing her shadow and her gentle presence.